Hi guys, welcome to the Gamer Talk Show podcast with me, Blake, aka Gaming Police. Just a few things before we start the podcast. This is a clean podcast with no swearing or anything like that. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast, guys. Hey guys, just really quick, I want to let you know, the podcast, or aka vodcast, I was going to do, just had to turn out into an MP3, which is an audio file, so you're just going to be hearing the audio. As I said, it was a vodcast, but I couldn't upload it, sadly. So I just want to let you guys know, enjoy the podcast. What is up, guys? Today, we are going to be doing Gamer Talk Episode 2. I'm going to start recording like this, if you can see. We are playing some of that old Counter-Strike Global Offensive, which I should turn down music. Is there no music volume? Oh, okay. There we go. Anyway, so the first topic we're going to be talking about is... Well, it's called, game equipment. There we go. I just want to mention, first of all, I do have a kind of a co-host. That's me, Miss. You could say hi now.
Hello.
So, what we... Here, let me get back to the topic. So, game equipment. B-Master here, he's got a gaming keyboard. I just wanna, do you prefer mechanical or just membrane gaming keyboard?
Well, I have a membrane.
Yeah, you have typed on mine though.
Yep, and I would say mechanical all the way. Yeah. Like, hands down.
Yeah, a lot of gamers prefer the tactile feedback in anything. It's just such a nice feel. It's unbelievable. Like, I have a mechanical keyboard. B-Master has a partial mechanical keyboard, you could say.
It's like, it's a membrane, but it has a tactical feel in it. Yeah.
So you can kind of think of it of problem switches.
Oh, I got the headshot. Boom. Easy kill.
Woo! Headshots, 4 days.
Like, but you know, if you're into editing and stuff, more than one monitor is the way to go.
Yeah, like, I have two monitors. Oh my god. I feel so bad.
I don't have that type of gaming computer. I just have, like, that. I have the normal setup, but with the gaming computer. But,
like, just really quick here.
And if you really like multitasking, two monitors all the way.
Alright, just really quick. I'm gonna add my webcam here. Alright, so, let's just get my, if you can see, I have two monitors. I recommend it all the way. Like, multitasking when editing is personal preference, but you could have, like, yes, it's a very long, my god, I need to turn this off real quick. Turn that off. I'm sorry, I had to turn that off. Anyway, two monitors is essential for multitasking just because of, well, you have two monitors. You could have your Sony Vegas or Windows Movie Maker on one. You could have, like, music on the other and all that. So, and then if you saw, I had a external mic, which still a great pair of headphones will do. Astros are good. Astros 40s. I know a lot of people don't like the brand new A50s just because of the mic, but yeah. I prefer external mics, but yeah, you will have to spend a little more of the moolah.
Yeah, like, you know, he has the Audio Technica
AT2020,
and then I got a standard. Blue Snowball Ice.
Yeah. Oh, we both had... I totally forgot you had that.
Yeah, I do not use, you know, an external, like, a mic that comes with a headphone. That's just not what I go with. I really personally like the mic I have. Yeah.
Like, it's a very cheap microphone, but yeah, it's like Blue Snowball almost grade.
Yeah, but like Blue is like one of the good companies when it comes to mics.
Yeah, the two I prefer is, well, I think really the only two that are really good, no offense to other companies, Audio Technica and Blue. Mm-hmm. Like, Blue has a lot of microphones. It's unbelievable.
Like, unbelievable amount.
Like, the Bluebird, I think they have. They have this,
They have the most popular one, which is the Blue Yeti.
Which is very expensive. Really, a lot of people, the only reason they like it is because of their,
quality.
Yeah, and how they have controls on the sides. Which, you know, I'm gonna change this up a little bit.
And it's like, let's see. Like my mic costs at least $50-$40.
Yeah, mine cost $100. On their website though, they have it for $200, which is a little bit fishy to me. Cause I want to give Car Center to get mine. And oh, I almost got that. And they shot. They had it for $100 out there, which we were thinking, well, that's a great deal, but that's just Guitar Center's normal price. Which is very, very cool. I was not expecting that. So it saved me a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, can I get you to cheat me? So, yeah. So, really, the next step up from all those keyboard, your monitors, and mic would be your mouse. You could really have any mouse. Like, I use a Logitech G502, which is a great. If you like buttons, you can either go with this, or it was the Rokat's, I'm not sure what the exact name is called, but it's a Rokat product.
And mine was a combo deal.
Yeah, it's like, I had the TT eSport Commander bundle, which came with a tactile feeling membrane keyboard. And a standard mouse, which I actually do have right now. Okay, whatever that was.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Wait, like out of your house or through my mic?
Out of my house and your mic.
What?
I think those people are still doing some fireworks.
Oh my god, dude, that is so annoying. There are people around us that do fireworks, and that's really annoying. Oh, I hit this. Oh, I hit him once.
There's someone over there. I could.
Oh, God. I got owned. Anyway, a mouse is a really nice mouse. It's good, preferably with software that you could control the DPI. And also the.
Let's do this and get back in time for
chow. Yeah, feeling. Like, I came from an ambidextrous mouse to a right-hand mouse, which I thought I liked the ambidextrous mouse, which I did. But then when I went to right-hand, it felt so much better. Like, the very good one out there right now is the Logitech MX Master, which B-Master showed me,
mm-hmm.
which is, like most YouTubers have it. Which mm-hmm. most of those YouTubers, though, yeah, are either mostly editors.
Yeah, like, for example, Unbox Therapy, he has one. And that's his main mouse for his amazing setup.
I forgot what his name. Austin Evans. He just bought a MX Master a little bit ago.
Ouch. Yeah, like, people came from the, people came from the Performance Master to the MX Master. No. Performance MX to M. No. It's like MX Performance something, and then
Performance MX Master or Performance Master. One of them two.
I know something like that.
I'm gonna log out really quick. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm using them, you know, things.
You're using those things?
Yeah. You probably know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Partially, it's showing on the podcast.
On mine, I was shooting you in the crotch. I shot you in the crotch. No joke. I literally killed you by shooting you in the crotch. You suck, man. With your aimbot. And I still killed you. Oh, god dang it. As you can tell, I am a rager.
Yeah. Raging is the big issue in the community. If you guys could see, I'm using some glow hacks.
I've been called?
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, man.
Hello.
do you want to talk about Half-Life 3 really quick for us?
Half-Life 3. Well, it has actually been completely confirmed. Half-Life 3 is not coming out purely because Valve themselves said they gave up on episodic gaming. However, Episode 2, Half-Life 2, Episode 3 may be a thing.
Yeah. You've heard it from...
Told by the Half-Life Master.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah. Really, the only thing left we can talk about is E3.
E3. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the Division. That's about it.
I know a lot of people were kind of disappointed about E3.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to E3 this year.
That was really my first E3 I actually paid attention to watch.
Yeah, there weren't a lot that a lot of people liked there.
Yeah, it was just the Division and good. And Rainbow.
And maybe DLCs.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so I guess we are going to end the podcast later. They will eventually get longer after I have more time. So yeah, guys, if you saw, I just sniped the Beemaster and now he was silently raging. Yeah. So we're just gonna end it there. Hope you enjoyed. Please write, this is not YouTube, like the podcast, and yeah, goodbye, guys. Say goodbye, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.